over the last couple of weeks, rather than give us the tech news as well as a bit of tech, he's been giving us a lot of tech because of Christmas. And he's going to do it again for one final time today. Hi, Fevzy.
Hello there. Can I tell you something about Incognito?
And you certainly can.
Forgive me. I've got their synthesizer. They were selling it off for charity, and I've got a signed Roland six octave synthesizer from them, signed by them.
Wow.
And I got a hard drive with it with some of their music patterns in it as well.
So. Oh my wordy! Do you
and,
play?
Do I play badly?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you do, right? Wow.
My piano teacher was so grateful the day I told her I was giving up lessons.
Do you mind saying what you paid for it? Did you pay massively over the odds because it was Incognito's?
No, I didn't. To be honest, it was an eBay auction.
Oh.
10 years ago now, I guess. And I actually didn't know at the time it was theirs. And then I said, what's all this writing? He said, oh, it's Incognito. He said, I've got one of their drives here somewhere, and here's a stack of albums as well.
So I've got all these
vinyl albums. Yeah, no, it was great. I actually contacted Incognito and thanked them for it. So,
did you get a response?
Yeah, I did.
And, that's very nice.
The chap told me about what they'd written on it and what songs it was performed on and things like that.
So
it was all rather lovely.
They might not have been your superheroes, but you were acquainted with Incognito beforehand, and it was an extra nice thing for you to have there.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
How great!
I gave it a good home. It needed a bit of TLC. I gave it that. I upgraded it, being me as well, so it's now super whiz bang.
Well, it's a Christmas story with a happy ending. That is very, very nice. We better rattle on because I know you've got five gadgets if we can get through them, but that was well worth the diversion, I have to say. What are we starting with? What's number one?
Right, so it's a webcam from Anker, A-N-K-E-R. It's called the Power Conf, as in short for conference, I think, Power Conf C300. So it's a webcam, attaches to, a PC or a Mac. Mm-hmm. Normally, the webcams you go for are the Logitechs, but this is, I think, one of the first ones that I've seen that I think gives Logitech a run for their money. So it's high definition. It's got the 1080p resolution, but unlike, say, the traditional Logitech offering, this one will do 60 frames per second, so it will give you very fluid motion. I like the fact that it's got two microphones on it as well, so it uses two microphones not for a stereo effect but for noise cancelling. So if you're in a slightly noisy environment and you're trying to talk to someone over a webcam, the two microphones can work out, just like, this is why we have two ears, right? So you can work out where sound is coming from and ignore background sound. So it works out what is background, what is you, and then the other person hears you more clearly. It's got an adjustable field of view, which I like. So normally a webcam has got a fixed field of view. That's to say, at a given distance, it will capture this much of the room. And that's not always great. Like, if the room is a little bit messy, you might want something closer cropped. If there are three of you and it's a family get together or something like that, you want everyone, it will automatically adjust. It's quite smart as well because it does face tracking. So it recognizes your face in the picture, and as you move around, it effectively pans and scans around, which is a lot like if you pay for a top-end Apple iPad. They've got a new facility on the latest models called Center Stage, which is essentially what it is. It doesn't physically pan and scan. The machine doesn't move around. What it is, the sensor is big, and there's part of the sensor that it uses at any particular point is smaller. So imagine like a letterbox within a bigger page. So you can move the letterbox around, and it gives exactly the same impression as pan and scan, but it does it without any movement, which is good because then there's no motor noise as well. It's Zoom certified. It's got the artificial intelligence framing. It gives a good picture. I liked it. It's at £120. It's a bit more than I would want to pay. But I noticed there was a particular deal on a well-known website for $64.99, at which point it's a bargain. I think it might be their deal of the day. So
it's not that one that makes us think of a river or Big Women again, is it? Not that one.
I always think of Big Women, that's true, but yes, it is.
Right, very good. The Anker Power Conf C300. We'll do one more, we'll pause, and then we'll cram in three more Christmas ideas. Crucial X8 Portable SSD. I've no idea what that is.
Okay, so it's a storage device. It used to be we used to have hard drives, didn't we, with rotating platters within them. We don't have that. It's all what's called solid state, means no moving parts. It's just electronics inside. So this thing looks like a slim bar of soap, to give you an idea of its size. It's an external portable solid state drive which connects up via USB-C, and it gives you very, very fast speeds. Now, why would you want to use this? Well, for example, if you're an Apple user, Apple's new computers are lovely, but Apple do this thing where the internal storage is not upgradable, and they charge you many times the price of what it would cost you to buy, much less them. So one solution that people go for when they buy a new Apple Mac is they buy the base model, and then they plug in a device like this for the storage. And you can even have the, you could have the operating system, Mac OS. You could have all your applications and all your data all on the external drive. And then the nice thing is, let's say you've got a Mac at home and a Mac at work, for example. You take this little device with you, plug it in, and it becomes that computer that you had at home, and then you take it home. So you don't have to carry a laptop or a desktop or anything like that. It's a small device. Comes in three capacities, 500 gigabytes, 1 terabyte, and 2 terabytes, terabyte being a 1,000 gigabytes. So just to give you an idea of what you can store, let's say the middle one, the 1 terabyte model. A 1 terabyte drive will store 250,000 photos at 12 megapixels from a 12 megapixel camera, or 500 hours of high definition video footage, so about 250 films, say, or 6.5 million document pages.
That should be enough.
Well, that's the equivalent of 1,300 filing cabinets in your pocket, literally.
What a world we live in.
That's the middle one. Look, one tip on this when choosing the capacity. In general, I would, in the past, I would have said, you know, go for as much as you can afford. Try and work out what you need. And the reason is this, that the price of these devices keeps dropping, or at least the capacity that you get for the same pricing increases. So let's say you only really need 1 terabyte. You don't want to buy two, because by the time you need the second terabyte, you know, it'll be cheaper. So you could buy, you see what I mean? Don't buy more than you need. Try and estimate. Estimate what you need, add a bit, but don't go over the top. 500 gigabyte model starts at just under £90. The 1 terabyte, which is twice the storage, is £111. So that's better value if you look. And then the 2 terabytes is just under £170. For me, the sweet spot is the 1 terabyte, £511, because the difference is only about £20 between the half and the 1 terabyte. Yeah. So you pay 90 for the first half terabyte, and then about 20 odd for the second. So 1 terabyte is good. 4.5 star rating. I don't think I mentioned the Anker camera webcam is 4 star rating out
right.
of 5.
Okay. Just to confirm, you haven't got any of Ronan Keating's guitars, have you?
I don't want to admit having them on air, because he might not know.
It's Bill Buckley with you halfway through our final chat before Christmas with the gadget detective himself, Fevzi Turkalp. Of course, he has a fabulous website with far more on that than we could ever get through in a few minutes on the radio. So do have a look, gadgetdetective.com. It's our Christmas list. We're 2/5 of the way through. So on we hurtle with a smartwatch. Oh, yes. Off you go.
Yeah. So it's from a company called Withings. Withings is a French company, was part of Nokia Medical for a short while. And they produce a range of some of the best smart devices around, in my opinion, and in particular, devices that are designed to monitor your health and fitness. Mm-hmm. This is called the Withings Scan Watch. It looks like a normal wristwatch. So although it's a smartwatch, it's what's called a hybrid smartwatch. That's to say, it looks conventional. It's round with real hands on it. You know, it's got an hour hand and a minute hand, and it looks conventional, but it's got a small, round, very high-resolution screen embedded in it. So you get the best of both worlds. One of the things that I always think about smartwatches is the problem is now that they track your sleep at night, and obviously you wear them during the day, when are you going to charge them up? One of the benefits of this sort of hybrid watch is because it's not essentially a huge big display like on an Apple Watch. It's a small digital display on a conventional watch. Instead of going for barely one day and then having to charge it overnight, you can get it to go for about a week. without a charge, which is, you know, much more convenient than having to charge it up every few hours. Yeah. So it looks like a conventional watch. It's available in two sizes, 38 and 42 millimetres. I prefer the 42 because I just think it's more stylish. I have to say, when I was wearing this watch, when I was testing it, people actually commented on what a smart, svelte-looking watch it was.
That's a big driver, for choosing.
They didn't even know it was a smartwatch, which I think is also nice, because sometimes the technology is fabulous, but it kind of gets in the way aesthetically, you know, because if you've got to have something that looks like a little tablet on your wrist, it's not great. So what does it do? Does an ECG, electrocardiogram, so it will detect heart conditions like atrial fibrillation. It constantly monitors your heart rate, so if your heart rate should go very low or very high, at any time it will tell you. Particularly useful when you're asleep, because some people get those sorts of problems when they're sleeping. It will detect sleep apnea, so if you're one of these people who stops breathing when, I know that sounds dramatic, but a lot of quite a large chunk of the population momentarily stop breathing throughout the night, and it's a serious problem. If you've got it, again, you wouldn't necessarily know because you're asleep when it's happening. So it will do that. It does the whole sleep tracking. It does the 24/7 activity monitoring. And it does pulse oximetry as well. So, you know, those little things that you clip on your finger to measure how much oxygen in your blood.
I do. Had that just recently, yes.
Yeah, which is useful because it's an early sign of COVID as well. This has that built in as well. So two sizes. This price of the smaller one is £250. I saw it for £205.31 today. Thinking of large women again, and 42 millimeter model, list price 280. I saw it in the same place for £219.94. 4.5 stars out of 5. Excellent styling, great functionality, and the app, very importantly, the HealthMate app that it goes with is very good, very functional, and works very well with all their different devices, and it links in with Apple's ecosystem as well.
Let's whiz on then to number four. What's next?
Okay. One of the best smartphones of the year was from Google. Google make the Android operating system, which they give away and put into everyone else's, you know, Samsung's phones and everyone else's, Sony's phones, all that has got the Android operating system, but they produce their own flagships, really to show what's possible with the technology. So the flagship this year is the Google Pixel 6 Pro. It's a rather excellent device, 6.7-inch screen. Good battery life. It will go 1 to 2 days, depending on how you use it. 12 gigabytes of memory, which is more than the average desktop computer. So it's you know, it's a very capable device. And this is the first one where they've made their own processor. So like Apple has done its own processor, now Google is doing it as well. And it helps with things like AI. So one of the things that's big with these sorts of devices now is computational photography. That's to say, a very fast processor, when it takes a picture, will examine every dot and amend it to optimize the picture before it stores it. So, and it allows you to use different tricks. Say you take a picture, it will say to you, you know, that lamppost doesn't look great. Shall I remove it for you? And it does.
Amazing.
Or you can just draw a little rough little circle around the lamppost, you know, coming out the top of your head or whatever it is, and it will just take it out for you when you choose to do it as well. So it's got lots of tricks. It also exposes the skin of people who have skin that is not white. So people with darker skin often get incorrectly exposed by cameras. This one does it properly. They've gone out their way to make that work properly. It takes dual SIM cards. It's a great thing. It's not cheap. It's £849. The non-pro model has most of the features and is about £300 cheaper. So 4.5 stars for this model. And finally...
Yes, quick as you can.
I love this. It's from Korg. Korg makes synthesizers. This one is a kit, and it makes a synthesizer that sits in the palm of your hand and yet is fully functional as a full MIDI synthesizer. And the sound engine in it comes from their much bigger and more expensive synthesizers. So this is called the NewTekt NTS1, November Tango Sierra-1, from Korg. It was around £100. It listing now at £85, and I saw it today for £73.99. And the really nice thing is that you can take waves from the internet or from the other synthesizers, what are called wave tables. You can take those and load it into this device, and it has all these new sounds as well. You can put it, attach a big keyboard to it, you can attach a full-size keyboard to it and play it, but it's lovely. And the fact that you can build it without any real tools, it just comes with one little tool that you need for it, you can build it in about half an hour to an hour.
Oh my goodness.
It sort of snaps together. And I just think it's good. I mean, I was thinking it's good for, you know, kids and teenagers, but I have one as well. I mean, it's...
why shouldn't you?
I spent my own money on one of these. It's lovely. So, yeah, so that one also 4.5 stars out of 5.
Now you're going to talk to us on Christmas Day, which is jolly nice. Will that be a retrospective then of the techie year, something like that?
Yeah, I thought what we'd do, because I'm here Christmas and then I think on New Year as well. So on Christmas Day, we'll take a look at some of what's been going on in the last year and tech-wise. And then on New Year's, maybe a look forward. And if people have got any questions about their presents that they've got that they don't know how to use them, or they've got some Christmas money and they're wondering how to spend it other than sending it to me, of course, for my synthesizer habit, which is getting out of control now, then I can give advice for that.
Very good. All right, we'll talk to you on Christmas morning then. Thank you so much, Fevzi. Meanwhile, you can contact him via his website as well, gadgetdetective.com.